Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everyone, I'm Anne, VK4FAHF, with news from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club. The club's next meeting will be on Friday, 27th of June, 7:30 p.m. at the Rochdale Scout Hall. Peter, VK4COZ, will be giving a short talk entitled, Why Did My Fuses Go Bang? Using computerised X-ray tomography to take a look inside the blocking capacitor in a World War II Collins ART-13 transmitter. All are welcome. On another subject, we have added a half-hour 2-metre net to our Wednesday night net. Starting at 7:30 p.m. on 146.550 simplex, and then at 8 p.m. we QSY to the club's repeater on 439.950. It doesn't stop there. After our 10-metre Monday night net on 28.450 SSB, we have been testing out 29.230 FM with good results. Well, that's all for this week. This has been Anne, VK4FAHF, from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club, reporting for Q News.
As part of International Museums Weekend, the Caboolture Radio Club operated VK4 Quebec Delta Portable at the Caboolture Historical Village over the weekend of 14-15 June. The setup consisted of a Kenwood TS-590, an ICOM 718 for the HF bands, plus an FT-8800 for 2 metres and 70 centimetres. HF antennas were a PAR N-fed 40-metre antenna, a 15-metre dipole and a random wire, and a diamond vertical for BHF and UHF. Although the band conditions were not great, we managed a few contacts into the US, New Zealand, VK2, 3 and 4, as well as enjoying a pleasant day out at the village with toasted sandwiches and hot coffee supplied by Owen, VK4FADW, from the Gem Club. On Saturday, 19th of July, the Caboolture Radio Club will hold its annual Hamfest located at the Caboolture Scout Ground, 169 Smiths Road, Caboolture. Entrance fee is $5 and tables for vendors are $20. Come and sample a great barbecue brekkie, hot coffee, buy, sell, swap, door prizes and more. ICE Communications and RF Solutions will be there for all your retail needs. For Q News, this is Peter, VK4QC.
The next Darling Downs Radio Club Inc. social and technical gathering is Monday, 23rd June. Come to the Drayton Bowls Club on the corner of Gibson Ball Street, Drayton, at 7 p.m. to catch up with us and a bit of radio history. Danny Bedford will present 100 Years of AWA. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated.
News from the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society. There will be a barbecue and social in the park, Sunday, 27th of July, 2014, where Logan Central Gardens, Civic Parade, Logan Central. Time, 11 a.m., plus a little bit to allow for the food to be cooked. Bring a chair, a table, drinks, food, etc., and your portable radio. For more information, go to www.gcars.com.au. This is Bryn, VK4GF.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. At the AGM that was broadcast live on ATV for the first time, Peter, VK4EA, was re-elected as club president. Peter, in his presidential address, spoke of how the club, after some issues earlier in the year, had now had these resolved, and the club was now in a much stronger financial situation than last year. Steve, VK4AWJ, was elected the club's new treasurer, and with the advice from the auditor, will be simplifying the accounting system used within the club. Roger, VK4ZLQ, was re-elected as club secretary. The club also presented the inaugural Rod Story Home Brew Award, which was won by Kevin, VK4UH, for his microwave transmitter and antenna unit. The judges believe the project stood out with its originality of its design to allow the interoperability of its different components. The design of the equipment allowed for the operator to quickly change transmitting and receiving frequencies with the minimum of effort. The judges also awarded an Award of Excellence certificate to David VK4DC for his ATU, and each of the entries received certificates of participation. The award will now become an annual one for the club. The annual Peter Garrison Award for the club member who has made a substantial involvement to the club for the last year was awarded to David VK4DC. Congratulations to everyone. The minutes of the AGM can be found on the club website, as well as all the office bearers for the next 12 months. A special mention should be made of the work around the clubhouse of Ken VK4FKEN for his hard work maintaining the clubhouse for the past 12 years. Ken has decided to take a well-earned rest this year. Thanks, Ken, for your unselfish commitment to the club over all that time. Now, Ray, VK4UG is not well at the moment, and to you, Ray, all club members are hoping and looking forward to a speedy recovery for you. Now, before I go, I should tell you about the new screwdriver-type antennas for 2 metres and 70 centimetres that David VK4ICE showed the Wednesday group. He said he'll be showing them at the Caboolture Hamfest. They have to be seen to be believed. Well, that's it for this week. 7-3 for now. It's Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox for the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club.
Hi, this is Tim, VK4VI, relaying the news from Burpengary East on 1.843 MHz.
I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It was a visit from friends last week that caused me to reflect on where things had started and where they are now. In the reverie, memories of events and people flowed and washed the mind and made a realisation that something slightly unexpected had come about. Our visitors were another radio family, so to speak. Other of our friends have come to us through amateur radio too. We've followed marriages, births, and more marriages and births, and we've sorrowed when people have been ill or died. It is as if the mystique of radio had brought about groupings of people who have become part of our life. Perhaps this appears maudlin or sentimental, but it is just a recognition of life as it is happening. Our circle extends around the world, as a communications craft should. It has made neighbours into friends. It has given us experiences beyond the science and technology which we employ. Yes, I've been thinking, and the reflections show that amateur radio has given more than mere contacts in the log. The mystery of voices coming out of the air may have been explained, but the marvel of people sharing living is still a really enjoyable part of the hobby. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.